broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome into the Giant Center in Hershey for the final day of wrestling coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith as we are here to bring you the consolations here starting at 9:30. And we have two, this will be the consolation semifinal round, which will be the fourth round consolations for the girls and the fifth round consolations for AA and AAA. Follow that up at 11:30 with the medal matches, third, fifth, and seventh place. And then back here at 4 o'clock for the finals. Before we let you know a little bit more about the wrestlers who we will have here coming up, we first want to thank those that give us the opportunity to be here today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Herrenberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Slovenian Savings and Loan. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, on Main Street Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matusik. Warchell Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for more than 85 years. North Franklin Drive in Washington. So we have a total of 12 wrestlers in Washington, Greene County, who will be coming home with a medal. We will be seeing 9 of those 12 wrestlers coming up here in this round at 9:30. And then we will follow that with 11 of those wrestlers wrestling in the 11:30 round, with one wrestler wrestling in the finals at 4 o'clock. We'll let you know who those wrestlers are when we come right back here as you are listening to the wrestling coverage. Day 3 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Herrenberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Herrenberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Herrenberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey. Mentioned we have nine wrestlers going in this round, so who we will be seeing in this consolation semifinal. Again, if the wrestler wins, they will be wrestling for third and fourth place. If they lose, they'll be wrestling for fifth and sixth. In AA, it'll be Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry at 215 pounds and Colin White of West Green at 285. In AAA, it'll be Nick McGarity of Peters Township. It'll be Dom at 107 pounds, so he'll be coming up right away.
Yep.
Dom Canale of Trinity at 127. Collier Hartman at 133. And Jake Conroy at 215. And then for the girls, Abigail Dolanch of Avella at 142. Elena Ashby of Trinity at 148. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township at 190. Two wrestlers have solidified their spot wrestling for 7th and 8th place, which will be at 11:30. So they will have one match today, and that's on the AA side. Drake McClure of Bentworth wrestling for 7th and 8th. And on the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry wrestling for 7th and 8th. And then the one wrestler in Washington Green County who will be wrestling for a state title at 4 o'clock today will be, on the girls' side, Marley Sullivan of Canna McMillan. She'll be wrestling for the title at 112 pounds. So that's our 12 wrestlers that we have here from Washington Green County wrestling here today. And again, wrestling about to get underway in just about 4 minutes. And really, this is a round, Greg, here, just about placement.
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity to build off of last night. Certainly, probably did not go the way that we and others were hoping to see. Of the eight semifinalists that we covered last night, only one, again, you mentioned Marley Sullivan, able to punch her ticket into the finals. And so a lot of wrestlers, I think, looking to bounce back today and, you know, still a lot on the line and many of them with a chance to go wrestle for third place. So still a lot, you know, again, earn the podium, certainly something to be accomplishment. But I think, you know, be nice to wrestle more, you know, wrestle for that third place bout, I think, and many of them had that opportunity here still to do so.
Well, and it's always been challenging over the years because it was always, you know, AA wrestled at night, the AAA would wrestle their semifinal round on Saturday morning, but those semifinal losers would have to then turn around as soon as they lost. What would be a lot of times would be that heartbreaking loss, like, I'm no longer going for the state title, and they have to come right back and wrestle in that consolation semi. Now, these wrestlers, they lose in the semis, they get a chance to reset. They get a chance to go back to the hotel, get over that, like, that thought of, hey, I'm not going to be a state champion this year. And now they have a chance to get their mind right and wrestle in this consolation semifinal round.
So I think that's a great point, Greg. Yeah, you know, you're right. And we saw last night there were several semifinal matches that were lost in the waning seconds, not just for our Washington Green County wrestlers, but across the whole board. And so you're right, the opportunity to reset and really sort of refocus your attention towards that there's still two matches today and still a lot of pride on the line, I think, is a really important point to make. And again, I, you know, we see these wrestlers, I think, are all able and deserving to get to that point, and so hopefully we'll see some good opportunities here today come up.
They're clearing the mats, so imagine we'll be getting to the anthem here in just a moment before getting underway here for some wrestling action. We'll be starting at 107 pounds in AA and AAA and starting at 100 pounds for the girls' side. And we will see action right away. Nick McGarity of Peters Township, he will be the first wrestler out on the AAA side. And I'm imagining they'll probably do the same setup as far as yesterday goes.
Yep.
With the mats, AAA being on mats 1 and 2, AA being on 3 and 4, and the girls being on 5 and 6. Also interested to see if they have, if they're D1 doing the anthem here. I would imagine they are, but
I'm not seeing anybody. I'm seeing wrestlers and officials out. I think we might just get roll right into it. Oh, what do I know? Here's our anthem.
So we will step aside, and we'll have wrestling action for you here in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
About to get underway here from the Giant Center in Hershey. Nick McGarity will be getting ready to wrestle in his consolation semifinal matchup. And who he will have in this consolation round will be a familiar foe in Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. So an all-District 7 matchup here to start things off.
Yeah, we've seen that happen. I mean, I think that's just always speaks to the caliber of District 7 and opportunity of Nick McGarity to punch a ticket into the consolation finals.
They are underway here at 107 pounds. McGarity and Gretz get into a tie-up. They did wrestle once this season, and that was in the WPIAL finals. McGarity won that match by major decision, 11-0.
Kind of an inside trip there. Gretz tried. McGarity able to shrug him off, and they'll reset. Not tied up currently, as they both try to lower as they finally engage. Nice shrug there. My McGarity able to get Gretz off balance, and ultimately a takedown for Nick McGarity. He leads 3-0, which is 10 seconds to go in the first period. Was able to suck that left arm or that right arm of Gretz in, and ultimately able to shrug him by and pick up 3 points. And the first period will come to an end. Nick McGarity, a 3-0 lead after one. Gretz will defer his choice, and McGarity will choose down to start the second period.
Yeah, a lot of these matches, too, you hear what's like, you know, here was this result from the past. Most of those matches are 2-2-2. We're in a consolations where it's 1-2-2. So that plays a big difference, too, as far as some of the scoring and, yep, and differences, you know, where McGarity gets that takedown and Gretz would have had over a minute to potentially get an escape, or McGarity would have had over a minute to maybe get back points. As he gets the escape here, does McGarity to take a 4-0 lead?
Yeah, that's a great point, Greg, and you're right. It's going to, obviously, it shortens the match, but you're right. I think it changes sort of the kind of the strategy, I guess, behind what you need to do. And, again, a late takedown like McGarity had in that first period all but kind of prohibits Gretz from having any chance to do anything more. And, again, now 4-0 lead and a McGarity tie-up, both on their feet.
Working a tie right now. Trying to work for positioning.
Rhett's down on one knee trying to step through, and McGarity doing a nice job keeping distance, now able once again to kind of hook that right arm of Gretz. Very similar. Now drops out of the single. Gretz
kind of lost balance a little bit there,
yeah.
McGarity.
Still pretty deep, though. Switches over to a double. Trying to climb the body. Gretz bails out. McGarity has another takedown. Sends his lead out to 7-0.
The way he dropped down and fell on that hip for a moment, it was like, oh no, Gretz is going to be able to overpower him here, but McGarity able to adjust, get back to his feet quick. And
yeah, I actually thought Gretz kind of bailed out maybe a little early there. It seemed like he was in okay position to at least try to counter how deep it was. McGarity, though, again, switches over, gets that arm around that second leg, and I think ultimately Gretz could feel maybe his position being compromised, bails out. They'll go out of bounds. Just 11 seconds remaining, second period. McGarity has extended his lead now to 7-0. So far, following a very similar path. He said 11-0 was the score in their first and only meeting so far this year. And now McGarity working towards that similar score.
It looks like he's just going to spiral ride this out for the balance of the second period. Gretz with a roll, but McGarity sticks with him, and a late tilt, but only 1 second remaining, only a one count there. So 7-0 after two.
I'm always impressed how they're able to even just get on those rolls there. McGarity able to basically stop the momentum and hold Gretz there. Again, no points there on the near fall, but that's, you know, Gretz is trying to get himself out of there, and McGarity's not only able to roll with them, but then almost get points out of it.
Starting neutral for the third period. Gretz does not want to get underneath of McGarity.
Yeah, again, both the takedowns started with McGarity able to really work that arm, and that time just sort of a duck under. Gretz able to counter that, though, and get himself square again.
Seven to nothing lead for Nick McGarity. Consolation semifinal with 1:10 to go in the third. Garrity win here will put him in the third and fourth place matchup.
Just under a minute to go now, still on their feet. McGarity certainly in no rush. Playing a little bit more defense, I think, now. Good counter. Got that leg over. Just got to get that head free. Careful there is Gretz now has McGarity on his back just for a minute. The three-point takedown. McGarity there got a little stuck.
Yeah, and honestly, he's fortunate he was able to bridge off his back so quickly. If he gives up four near falls, then we're tied at seven.
I mean, it felt like there, and not just the near fall, it felt there for a second that his shoulder blades were on the mat. I mean, kind of was basically standing up straight on his head as Gretz was able to, honestly, Gretz kind of took that shot, McGarity defended it, and Gretz was able just to sort of hip over and, I don't say tilt him, but just kind of catch McGarity there. McGarity, again, as you mentioned, fortunate just to give up the three. Just 15 seconds to go. Gretz will basically let him up to his feet. McGarity will get an escape there. Gretz looks for a throw. Sort of a last-minute effort, won't come through. McGarity gets the takedown, and that will do it. Nick McGarity, your winner at 107 pounds, 11-3 over Tommy Gretz of Connellsville.
So Nick McGarity will wrestle in the third and fourth place bout coming up here at 11:30. We'll take a quick timeout and set the stage for what's to come here in a moment. You are listening to WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
The next wrestler up for Washington and Greene County will be Dom Canale of Trinity. Right now he is in the hole, so he has got a couple of matches away before he ends up getting onto the mat. And then we'll have Collier Hartman of Canna McMillan following pretty much right away.
He should be right behind him.
Yeah, it might be the same time frame. And then from there we'll probably have a little bit of a break, I would say, because we'll have Abigail Dolanche of Avella and Elena Ashby of Trinity to follow those two as far as order goes, and then might have a little bit of break, and then we'll have Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, and Colin White of West Green, probably all wrestling around the same time.
Yeah, we should have a couple good clusters here coming up. But
so after McGarity's win to go to third and fourth, we'll have Canale coming up here in just a little bit, wrestling Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff. So we'll go over to the FM side just for about 5 minutes or so, and we'll hop right back on here just as the match before it is wrapping up, just to make sure we set the stage for Dom Canale's match here coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Not too long of a break there on the music side, but just enough while Dom Canale of Trinity awaits his matchup. He is on deck right now, so Leo Joseph of Latrobe in front of him. Joseph leading his match 3-0 right now in the second period. So just wanted to get on to set the stage a little bit. Canale will be wrestling Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff. They have not met this season. As soon as that match ends, we'll have Collier Hartman of Canna McMillan on the same mat. So yep, that works out. We'll get the focus on Canale and then focus on Collier Hartman. Hartman will be wrestling Trey Wagner of Northampton, and they have not met this year either. So both Canale and Hartman wrestling guys, they have not seen this season. And they will be coming up back-to-back. So as soon as Leo Joseph, he's just coming to an end in his second period. As soon as that match is complete, we'll have Canale come to the mat, followed by Collier Hartman. And then we will, from there, as we had mentioned, then the next matchup would likely be Abigail Dolanche of Avella. And Greg, want to give you your plug. I want to give you your opportunity. I want to throw it out now. But, you know, we've been following Washington Greene County, and there was a wrestler on the girls' side who wrestled at Ringgold last year because South Park didn't have a team, but right. I know that's your alma mater, so I want to make sure you get that plug. Anna Duncan,
yep,
wrestled for Ringgold last year, but now at South Park this year and in the Consolations here.
Yeah, she'll have a match of 124 pounds with Anaya Kolazar of Northeast Bradford, an opportunity for her to move into the third and fifth place bout. So, Greg, always appreciate it. I know you've gotten your Avella plug a few times with
Abigail Dolan.
With Dolan.
She's had a great
and her
run.
Success here this weekend. So I appreciate you giving me a South Park's not too far from Washington County. I could see Washington County from my backyard in South Park. So. But, yeah, so Anna Duncan, again, as you mentioned, co-op with Ringgold last year. So having some success here this weekend as well, representing South Park now here in 2025. So thanks for that plug, Greg.
Absolutely.
Go Eagles.
We will step aside and come back here in just a minute, as there's about a minute left here in this third period for Leo Joseph of Latrobe, who's winning 6-0. So expect him to wrap up in regulation. And Dom Canale of Trinity will be coming to the mat. So just stick with us one more minute. And Dom Canale should be coming out here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family. Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off Exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with Family Medicine, Internal Medicine, or Pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. So Leo Joseph of Latrobe just won his match to advance to the third place bout. And that will bring up Dom Canale of Trinity taking on Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff.
Yeah, Dom Canale, quite a road to get here just yesterday alone. Wrestled three times, lost his quarterfinal match 2-1, but was able to bounce back with a 6-4 and 3-2 victory to find himself in this fifth round of consolation. So Canale probably wrestled three of the closest, and we were talking beforehand, Greg, every single one of those matches could have gone either way. He ends up 2-1 and well-deserved here into this fifth round of consoles.
And wrestling Herndon, a guy who lost in the semifinals to Gabe Ballard of Northampton. Herndon is a South Central champion from Cedar Cliff. He's a sophomore who is 38-5. Canale, the West third place, and Canale's going to get thrown onto his back. It was a little side-by-side move, and Herndon was able to get some elevation and get the takedown, but no back points.
Yeah, really good job from Canale there to avoid. I perked up there because it felt like he was going to get stuck there the way that Herndon kind of fallen on top of him. So a nice shot from Canale to mitigate that just to a three-point takedown.
So final seconds coming off in this first period. Canale trying to get to his feet. Wants to get one. Not going to be able to. He'll trail 3-0 at the end of one. Canale, the West third place finisher. 46-7 on the season. He did avenge a loss to Dalton Wenner of Cranberry, who he lost to in the West Regional yesterday in that consolation matchup to get to this point.
Yeah, wasn't quite able to shake Herndon off. Herndon kind of just hanging on in those last few seconds of the first period. As Canale tried to get the escape, Canale starts on bottom to begin this second period, and Herndon immediately heavy on the head here in this first 15 seconds.
It's Looks like he's trying to get a wing in right now. He's got that wrist control. Lost the wrist, but he's still trying to pull that arm back. Now he does, of Canales. He's got a wing in now. Now he gets that far wrist. Now Canales able to sit out, and now he's going to turn in and face. He's yet to get up to his feet. Now he does, but Herndon able to hop onto the leg before he can get free for one. So out of bounds they go, 1:16 to go in the second. A 3-0 lead for Herndon of Cedar Cliff.
Oh, tough break for Canales there. He had the head there as he sat out. And I thought maybe might be able to catch Herndon, maybe not necessarily to flip him, but I thought the head would help get him the clearance he needed. Instead, as you mentioned, Herndon able to grab onto that leg and keep Canales down for now as they go 1:16 remaining second period.
Sit out and turn attempts here from Canales. Now gets up to his feet. A couple more sit out and turn attempts. Good movement here from Canales, but a great job by Herndon to stick with him.
Yeah, Canales looks sharp here, but Herndon just seems to shadow every move he's had so far.
Now Canales flattened out. 45 seconds to go, second period.
Yeah, has that left arm of Canales controlled under his body. Trying to use that as a wrench. A double teaming on the left side there.
Down to 20 seconds left, second period. Canales trying to figure out a way to get to his feet.
Yeah, he's just heavy on those hips there on that left side. Now gets behind him. Stoppage there.
Yeah, with 9 seconds left, fresh start coming. So it's a good thing here for Canales because he's been able to get movement off the whistle. He's just going to have to make it quick and hope Herndon will not be able to keep with him. Tries a roll, and that could give him back points here, and it will. Herndon able to stick him right in that spot. Two quick swipes, and Canales doesn't get free for one either. So he actually got, two back points, so it's 5-0 here at the end of two.
Yeah, his movement off the whistle was not upwards, but more off to the side, setting up that roll, as you mentioned. And
just really held him there with a tight waist.
Yeah, it's tough break there again is – as you mentioned, Canales trying to utilize that 9 seconds to get himself free and get onto the board. Actually, they're going to give Herndon 3 near fall points.
No, that's an escape point.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
He chose bottom. Canales going to put him on his feet.
Gotcha.
So now it's 6-0.
Thank you.
Canales going to quickly try to get a shot in here.
Has the left leg of Herndon, but ultimately, they'll stalemate and restart a 1:40 to go.
Collier Hartman waiting on deck. He'll be coming up right after Canales. 6-0 lead for Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff. Stalling call on Herndon, his first front headlock here for Canales.
Yeah, Canales working hard.
Wants to try to roll him through with that front headlock. He's not going to be able to do it. And not only loses the control, but gives up the takedown. It's now 9-0. Give him credit for trying something there.
You got to go for that big move, right? You're trying to combo something. And, Herndon just kind of holds his ground as sort of that roll from the front headlock fails for Canales. And now under 1 minute to go, and Herndon can go back to work on top.
Santino Sloboda of Butler was a winner 8-3, so that means that Canales, who will likely fall to the fifth and sixth place match, he will wrestle Quinn McBride, who he wrestled in that quarterfinal match, which was down to the wire, could have went either way. He's going to have a rematch for fifth and sixth should Canales not be able to come back here in these final 30 seconds.
Yeah, just added to the list of he's found a way to wrestle all 5 or 6 minutes of every one of his matches so far, and he's luckily going to get through all five here. 19 seconds to go. He does get an escape, so 9-1 Herndon now leads. And as Greg mentioned, Collier Hartman on deck on mat two, so we'll stick with the coverage here as Canale's match roll right into Hartman's.
Spin around behind, late takedown for Canale, makes it 9-4. And that's going to be a penalty point awarded. Canale just pounding on the head as Herndon wasn't moving, but it's going to be a 10-4 final. So Herndon will defeat Canale 10-4. Canale will wrestle for fifth and sixth place and wrestle Quinn McBride, who he wrestled in the quarterfinals yesterday, here in just a couple of hours. We're going to take a one-minute break and be back with Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Collier Hartman underway, taking on Trey Wagner of Northampton.
On their feet, no tie-up. Now they engage. Wagner a little bit more up and down, trying to work into, whereas Hartman a little bit more bent over, pushing on Wagner as they lock up tight.
Now wants to go high with the bear hug. We've seen Hartman do this a couple of times and just able to get out of bounds was Wagner with 3 seconds left. So it looks like we'll be scoreless at the end of one.
Yeah, Hartman's quarterfinal win, he used that leverage really, really well and able to help him in that 10-3 win to get him into the semifinals last night.
So Hartman does not win the toss. Wagner does. Wagner goes on bottom, and Hartman puts him on his feet right away. So Wagner will lead 1-0.
I think Hartman's got a strategy here of wrestling on his feet.
And he wants to go high again, jacks it up. Bear hug here from Hartman. He's going to try to figure out a way to get him down to the mat. He will, and back points should be coming too. He's got his foot inbounds. There's near the out-of-bounds line. He will get a couple of backs before going out of bounds. And it took the referee a second to get down there. He probably, he ends up getting 3 near falls, but he probably had 4 because it took him a second to get down there.
I actually think that the original call the officials had was only for 2 near fall points, and they have changed it to 3, which I think
would be the right call.
Better,
then, yeah.
More reflective to your point that I think he understands he might have missed one.
For sure, because he was down for a second without counting at all.
Right, there's an argument that he might have had 4 as opposed to 3, but at least they give Hartman the 3. Hartman immediately then gives Wagner the escape, so they're back on their feet. 6-2, Hartman leads.
Fireman's carriage attempt here from Wagner. Able to drop his hip as Hartman, and now reaches across the body. Holding on to that leg still is Wagner. Hartman trying to elevate and lace an ankle at the same time. And right now, it looks like it looks like a stalemate situation. They haven't really moved much,
yep,
or improved the position. That's what Wagner's hoping for, right? I think in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue Hartman probably would be fine with that too. Now Wagner stands up. That's got to be potentially dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
Hartman was sort of hanging on by his legs on the back of Wagner, and finally they blow it dead with 44 seconds to go. Back on their feet, not engaged yet. Wagner keeping his distance after that 6-point move that Hartman found in the second period. Doesn't really want to tie up.
Abigail Dolanch of Avella has come onto the mat very quickly. She was in the hole just a second ago.
And actually, Elena Ashby right behind Dolanch. So stick with us here. We've been able to kind of run these together here.
Jenny Gautreau of O&J Roberts is Dolanch's opponent. And they go out of bounds.
Second period looking like it'll come to an end. Collier Hartman still leading 6-2 as time will run out there with no action otherwise. And It'll be Hartman's choice, and he's going to choose, unsurprisingly, neutral.
Should say Jenny Gautreau, I think. Is that how you pronounce that
name? I would say Gautreau.
Gautreau would the opponent from O.J. Roberts. Dolanche scoreless 30 seconds in. Right now in a tie-up. Stalling call on Dolanche. Backing up out of bounds.
On their feet. Hartman tries an outside single. Blocked away by Wagner. 25 seconds into the third period. Hartman still leading 6-2 as they continue to dance on their feet. No tie-up yet.
Shot in by Gautreau and now tries a little arm toss. Front headlock applied for Dolan. She's going to be scoreless at the end of one.
Hartman and Wagner tied up 45 seconds into the third period now. And once again, Hartman trying to work that undercut, but again, Wagner aware of what's coming, and so he blocks it away. They'll circle and out of bounds. They'll go 101 remaining third period. Hartman still leads 6-2 in this fifth-place consolation match. Or fifth-round consolation match, I should say.
Dolanche chose the bottom position to begin the second, and the legs thrown in against her.
Hartman able to get an over-under bear hug. Brought Wagner down to the mat for a minute. Wagner back up to his feet, though. But Hartman, it's a little bit of the advantage of position. Wagner counters and out of bounds once again. They'll go just 40 seconds remaining there. Hartman still leading 6-2.
Nico Fanella of Indiana won his bout. So if Hartman holds on to win, he'll take on Fanella for third and fourth.
Wagner in on a shot, switches over to a double. Able to get Hartman down and a takedown for Wagner. It's now 6-5, 25 seconds. Wagner immediately lets Hartman up, so 7-5. And they'll push out of bounds, 20 seconds to go. So a takedown from Wagner keeps this now just a two-point match. We'll get a false start there as Wagner tried to jump the whistle.
Should mention if Wagner comes back to win, Hartman would then wrestle Jack Campbell, who he beat in the quarterfinals for fifth and sixth. So keep
probably
an eye on that.
Familiar opponent one way or the other.
That's right.
And we're at Hartman going to get hit with Stalling. It's his first one as they go out of bounds, 13 seconds to go. Wagner pushing here. Hartman got to be careful. And once again, Wagner will jump the start, jump the whistle, so they'll have to reset.
Second caution there.
So both wrestlers dealing with a concern. Wagner's going to caution. That's going to be a point.
That's huge, too, because now if he does get the takedown, it ties the match.
Yeah, and that gives Hartman more chance to stall here, too. You can push give up that extra point or two.
Yeah, he could stall twice now. He does get hit with Stalling.
So 8-6, if you're keeping track at home, 5 seconds to go. I think if I'm Hartman, I might
back up again. Yeah, you can give
again
another one.
And Wagner's not even going to push anymore. Call your Hartman, your winner at 8-6 at 133 pounds. He'll take on Nico Fanella at 133 pounds for the third place match later this morning.
Dolanche of Avella unable to get out in the second period. She now goes into the third period. Gautreau of O.J. Roberts chooses neutral. So we are still scoreless in the third period. Consolation semi at 142. Dolanche in. Gautreau in a tie-up right now.
And again, if you're with us, Elena Ashby on deck on mat 6. The Wolf roll right into Ashby's match following Dolanche's finish.
Down to 120 to go in the third period. Dolanche backing up again. She's going to have to be careful. She could end up losing this match purely on a stalling call.
Has there been a stall warning?
She does have a stall warning, so she's got to be careful here. Gautreau has been pushing her straight back. Trying to circle is Dolanche near the out-of-bounds line. She's got to try to find her way back to the center circle. Snap down here from Gautreau.
Nice shot from Dolanche to get back up to her feet. But
Gautreau's going to spin behind and get the takedown with 48 seconds left. Dolanche trails 3-0. Legs thrown in. She was able to ride Dolanche for the entire second period.
And Gautreau pretty high there, but those legs in pretty deep.
Looks like we'll get potentially dangerous with 24 seconds left.
Yeah, that's probably good news if you're Dolange there, just to reset, as Gaudreau, I think, would have been more than content to had both boots in. Whistle blows Dolange up to her feet.
Shot in here from Dolange, yet to get a escape. Just dove right in on the leg as she was starting to get free. Final seconds here of this third period, and Abigail Dolange of Avella. Surprised she didn't get one. There's a reversal. Was there a control? They say no. No points.
I think the reverse. I mean, down 3-0. About five more seconds, though. Control went to her back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. 5-10 more seconds, Dolange might win this match. But instead, she's going to drop a 3-0 decision. So she will fall to 5th and 6th here in the upcoming round. And that will lead us right into Elena Ashby of Trinity taking on Jazari Abney from Dover. They will be set to go here momentarily. Ashby trying to force the action a little bit here, pushing into Abney. And they go out of bounds just 14 seconds in.
Finding a nice flow here with our wrestlers here in this couple matches in a row.
Yeah, four straight matches all here. Imagine the next one up will be Julian Ellie of Peters Township. Welsh, White, and Conroy still look like they got a little bit of time. As they're right now still on 139 pounds. Actually, all four matches in AA and AAA are 139 right now. So 215 and 285 are a ways away.
Still a minute away, that's for sure.
Ashby gets behind Abney, tries to bring her down, and will get the takedown with 8 seconds left. Ashby does a nice job of getting behind Abney. Abney with an escape with 1 second to go. But Ashby will have a 3-1 lead at the end of one.
Yeah, you've talked about it earlier today, Greg, how important it is with these one-minute first periods. Those late takedowns now. Abney obviously able to get the escape, but you know, really limits what you can do, and finding points early can be really beneficial later on.
Start of the second period, Abney will be on the bottom. Wing in for Ashby, but getting to her feet and right out of bounds goes Abney. Just 5 seconds in. Yeah, girls, meanwhile, at 148 and 155, so.
Probably still a minute until Giulianelli finds her way back.
Up to her, standing on all fours right now is Abney. Now up to her feet, she's out for one. Ashby's lead now 3-2. Abney has shown she can get out from the bottom really quick, but Ashby has been able to control the action on their feet to this point. Headlock attempt here for Abney. Able to duck underneath. That was Ashby. Ashby will get the takedown and then an escape for Abney. That'll make it 6-3.
That was probably a quick takedown. They gave nice shot from Ashby to get out of that headlock attempt. Probably maybe a quick three for her, but I think she'll take the 3-for-1 trade every time.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it was very quick as far as her getting that control.
Better be up 6-3 than up 3-2, though, so we'll take it if you're Ashby.
45 seconds left, second period. Shot attempt here from Abney. Ashby sprawls back. Ashby would like to try to spin around behind, but Abney does a good job of getting to her feet before she's able to. 25 seconds left in the period.
Yeah, you mentioned Abney really good about getting up from the bottom, but we've seen on top, feels like Ashby really a little bit more overpowering. I think her strength is really showing here on her feet.
Final seconds coming off in this second period. Ashby will have choice for the third. And now her lead is 6-3. Looking to the corner. Asking her coach, Grant Lowther, what I should do here. And she's going to go neutral.
I think that's the right decision. I think she's been...
Yeah, and you don't know what it's going to be like underneath of Abney, right?
Right.
So you know how well you may be able to get from bottom, but you also need to know, you know, hey, how's my competition on top?
Right.
And to be honest, I mean, outside of that headlock attempt that Abney had, she hasn't really been close to a takedown where Ashby has controlled the ties.
That's what I mean. It feels like Ashby, and even here in this first 20 seconds,
she's pushing
that round. Yep, I think that's very noticeable. I think this is absolutely playing to Ashby's strengths. And Abney not in any, doesn't seem to be in any rush to push it. So if you're Elena Ashby of Trinity, continue to push. Now she looks for an underhook there for a minute.
Yeah, you don't need to do anything crazy as far as a toss of any kind. But
right, keep your good positioning. Don't let Ashby get that big throw that she's been looking for. And
you mean Abney.
Pardon?
You mean Abney.
Abney, thank you. Yep, thank you.
And speaking of, they end up rolling out of bounds.
Thank you. The names are definitely not helpful here.
Abney and Ashby.
Yeah, they're they're nearby. They're nearby each other.
1:10 to go in the third. Shot attempt off the whistle from Abney. Ashby just right now trying to get her off the leg. Now it gets in on the legs. Gets behind Ashby. Just has to bring her to the mat, and Abney will. Big takedown for Abney of Dover to tie the match at 6. 55 seconds to go. Third period, they go out of bounds.
Yeah, and Abney, I think maybe was surprised herself that she ended up behind Ashby in that manner. And then a good decision for her to bring her down. We're going to get
injury time here.
Yep.
Injury time for Abney. So 6-6 with 54 seconds to go, third period. Winner will go on for third. Loser will drop down to fifth. And so far today in this round, Nick McGarity of Peters Township has moved to the third and fourth place bout. Dom Canale of Trinity will wrestle for fifth and sixth. Collier Hartman will wrestle for third and fourth. And Abigail Dolanch will wrestle for fifth and sixth. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters still to come, as well as Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green. None of those wrestlers are on the board right now. Imagine one of these two third period matches here on the girls' side ends, we could see Giulianelli on the board.
Yep.
Because 190s, both 170 matches are on the board, so 190 yeah. Will be the next to come.
Yep, and then a little bit of a wait probably until we find our 215 and 285s, as you mentioned, with Welsh, Conroy, and White.
Interesting decision here with 54 seconds left. Abney decides to give the escape to Ashby, put them back on their feet. Ashby leading now 7-6.
I would agree. That is an interesting decision. And I like so far Ashby once again pushing Abney around.
Headlock attempt here again from Abney. Ashby gets behind. Ashby's got to get her down the mat. She runs out of bounds. That's going to be a fleeing the mat.
Yep.
And there it is. Penalty point awarded. Abney, as soon as Ashby got behind, just sprinted to the out of bounds line.
Excellent call.
Double leg attempt there, and they get driven right out of bounds. It was an attempt by Abney. But it's now 8-6 Ashby with 30 seconds left.
Yeah, this match could go a lot of ways. We see Abney that turned up the heat a little bit on that attempt.
Shot in here. Ashby trying to spin around behind, but Abney able to get up to her feet. And now forcing into an over-under situation. Abney again wants a toss. Ashby does this time, but out of bounds before she can finish.
Oh, that was awfully close.
She got control, but she couldn't keep a foot in bounds.
You're right. That's a really good eye, Greg. You're right. Abney's body landed out of bounds, but that was awfully close.
Ashby again pushing in. At this point, 10 seconds left. I don't know if I'm really pushing in because you're setting yourself up to get tossed.
Yeah, and the stalling isn't really a warning. Lifts that arm up.
Ashby now gets behind Abney as Abney a last second attempt. There is the takedown and the win. Ashby of Trinity will win 11-6, and she will be in the third and fourth place match coming up here a little bit later on this morning. So That brings Giulianelli on to in the hole. So we will have that for you here in just a short while. But we will step aside and just set the scene as far as what's still to come here in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Wurchel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wurchel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wurchel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Wrestlers at this week's state championships. Just like these fine young men, our region is winning thanks to hard work, determination, and perseverance. Mark your calendars for Claysville's annual Pike Day Festival the third weekend in May. Come celebrate our heroes, heritage, and history, and enjoy country hospitality at its finest with children's activities, live bands, a craft fair, and great food. Congratulations and best of luck to McGuffey's qualifying wrestlers.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
So we're about halfway through this consolation semifinal round. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township will be our next Washington and Greene County wrestler to come. She is right now in the hole with the two matches in front of her. They haven't even started the match on mat number five. Or if they have, it's a period in. They just don't have the score on the board up there at the moment. But they just flipped the disc, so that's always be there. Maybe a first period end.
Looks like maybe the score is 6-0. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Yep. You can't see the, I mean, just from my angle, can't really see the board down there. So I have to look more at the big screen here in front of us to get some of those times. But she's still got a little ways to go. And as far as the remaining three wrestlers on the boys' side, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Greene. They are right now at 145 and one match at 152 on the boys' side. So those three guys at 215 and 285, respectively.
Probably a little ways away.
Little ways, yeah. So we'll get back on the air here in probably about 5 to 7 minutes, I would say. Get you set up for Giulianelli's matchup. And then we will, from there, just see how much time we got and see when those remaining three matches will come here this round. So bear with us here throughout the rest of the day today, but she'll be back on here in 5 to 7 minutes to bring you the wrestling action on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
We have them on in the morning from, we'll have them on for you on 1450 AM. Select spring training games for you as the Pirates get ready for the 2025 season. Our next broadcast will be on
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township is on deck. She should be coming out here as the match before her is about halfway through. They got about 30 seconds left in the second period. So that match should be wrapping up here in just a few minutes, and we will see Giulianelli come out and wrestle in her consolation semifinal matchup. And she will be wrestling in that matchup from Junietta, Caitlin Kreps. So that'll be the, again, consolation semifinal. Is that match before her just wrapping up its second period, and we'll have the final period coming, and then they will be on the mats. The other three Washington Greene County wrestlers still to come: Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Greene. Have not been called yet. on deck. As far as the matches in the hole right now, three are at 189 and one at 172. So they'll be coming so shortly.
Yep.
You should see all three of them coming up on the board here at some point, I would say, in the next 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, there will definitely be a break after Giulianelli's match, but yeah, it should be, you're right, 189 pounds are starting to populate in the hole, just one weight class away, and then honestly, all three of those matches with Welsh, White, and Conroy should all be, stick with us, they'll be all probably around the same time.
So we're going to take a timeout as they have some blood stoppage going on right now in that match before Giulianelli, so we'll get that cleaned up, finish out that third period, and then we will have her come out to the mat to wrestle in her consolation semifinal. So we'll be back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Final seconds coming off in that third period in the match before Giulianelli, so she'll be getting on the mats here momentarily. And all four matches on the boys' side are at 189 in the hole. They're wrestling all four at 160. This is like a dream come true for Bob Gregg here on the boys' side. All four are 160, all on deck are 172, all in the hole are 189. Should send him a picture of that, right? Just say, hey, this is a perfect dream, right?
That lines up really well.
It does. It's rare that you see that, to be honest.
It is. I'm honestly kind of looking to double check you when you're right.
Giulianelli is coming onto the mats right now for her matchup with Krebs. So that'll ankle bands on, they'll shake hands, and we are underway. At 190 pounds on the girl's side.
Yeah, two red singlets as well, and it looks like Giuliana's low. Oh, good shot there by Giulianelli.
Great fireman's carriage right to Krepp's back. So Giulianelli trying to make quick work of this and get herself into the third place match.
Trying to step that leg over. Good job there to reset. Looks like she's got some near fall points waiting for her as well.
Yeah, she's got four waiting on her. And looks like they haven't given them to her yet. Still holding on to it. Now Giulianelli again gets Krebs to her back. I don't know why she didn't get the back points the first time around, but
yeah, I'm not sure either. She totally reset. Krebs came back to her stomach. Giulianelli looking, though, for the fall here, which is 10 seconds to go, and there it is.
Time of the fall, 52 seconds, and flips up to her feet. Gotta love it, Giulianelli.
Feeling good.
Yeah, feeling great, right? She gets the fall. She'll be wrestling in the third and fourth place match coming up. So on the girls' side, we are all set with our five medalists. We're going to know where they are wrestling at. And then on the boys' side, we still got three more to go. Let's tell you really quick before we head off to break. Braden Walsh just now on the board here. He's in the hole. So he is now at least on the board. Looks like they're not going to put any matches on the girls' side, which is what they did last time, right?
Yep.
Last night they just kept it to AAA, AA, and girls on their two mats. From the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry will be wrestling for 7th and 8th. Here in just a little bit, Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan wrestling for 1st and 2nd. Abigail Dolanch of Avella wrestling for 5th and 6th. Elena Ashby of Trinity wrestling for 3rd and 4th. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township wrestling for 3rd and 4th as well. So all five girls, we know what match they'll be wrestling for, four of which will be coming up here at 11:30, and Solomon will be wrestling at 4 o'clock. On the boys' side so far, we know Drake McClure of Bentworth is going for 7th and 8th, Nick McGarity of Peters Township for 3rd and 4th, Dom Canale of Trinity for 5th and 6th, and Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan for 3rd and 4th. And we got Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, and Jake Conroy of Ringgold still to wrestle here in this round. Again, I think we'll probably be back. We'll flip it back over to the FM side. And, again, probably 7 or 8 minutes or so.
Yep.
We'll see how much time comes off. Never know with blood times and injury times and or quick falls.
Right.
But we'll at least say 7 or 8 minutes is a safe bet before we'd be back on. Might be a little bit longer, but we'll see, you know, how it plays out. But we'll keep a close eye. And once we get closer to Braden Welsh, Fort Cherry hitting the mats, we'll be back here with you. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Three matches for Washington Greene County wrestlers still to go here in this consolation semifinal round. And they are all coming up here in just a moment. The first one should be Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. The match in front of him, Brady Brown of Derry, is trailing 4-0 with about a minute and a half to go in the third period. So we should see Welsh coming up here in just a short while. And then we still have Jay Conroy of Ringgold, and we also have Colin White of West Green still to come as well. But Welsh in his match with Juso Young of Port Allegheny should be coming up here in just a minute. Conroy is on deck on his mat, and Colin White is actually on the same mat as Braden Welsh. He will follow Welsh, so we'll get an opportunity, and he'll have a rematch with Wilson of Laurel, guy he is very familiar with. So we'll have that for you as well. So that's where we're at the moment. Brady Brown has about a minute to go in his match in front of Welsh. So we will have all three wrestlers from Washington Greene County who are still to come. That is all coming up next. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448 Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Brady Brown of Derry just dropped a 4-0 decision, so that will bring Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry to the mats. He will wrestle in his consolation semifinal against Young of Port Allegheny. So we'll have that match for you as they get their ankle bands on. Jay Conroy of Ringgold in the on deck on his mat. And Colin White of West Green also on deck, but he is behind Braden Welsh. So as soon as the Welsh match finishes, we'll have Colin White's match for you. And we'll keep an eye on when Conroy gets underway. But for now, we got Welsh, who's quickly in on a single. Drops Young to the mat. Trying to work up the body in a very quick takedown for Braden Welsh.
Yeah, great job there to kind of suck Young in and get him down to the mat quick. I think maybe he almost caught Young a little off guard. How quickly Welsh was able to do that. But, quick 3 points, and off to work he goes, riding on top.
Trying to get to his feet is Young on all fours right now. Welsh with that spiral ride forces him back down to the mat. Sit out and turn attempt now for Young, and Welsh again just sticking with him.
Yeah, Young doesn't seem to really take anything more than sort of just sit and roll, and pretty easy for Welsh so far to keep up and maintain. Chops that right arm down and brings Young back down to the mat as the first period will come to an end. Braden Welsh, an early 3-0 lead after one period.
Jay Conroy of Ringgold is one period away from getting on the mats as the match before him is just finishing its second period. Welsh of Fort Cherry on the bottom to begin the second. Quickly to his feet. Young tries to bring him down the mat. Now a switch for Welsh, and now back up to his feet again. And this time Welsh will get free for one. He's up 4-0.
Yeah, Welsh off to a great start. Again, I think just Young maybe just a little slow off the gun a little bit, and Welsh is taking advantage of it in both periods.
Inside single attempt for Welsh. Dropping down to a hip is Young. Now Welsh got a cradle locked in here as well. He's going to get the takedown. Now he's just got to figure out a way to get this cradle, and now he's going to take him over. This does lose the cradle, but he will get a couple of near fall points. So Welsh quickly up 9-0. Wants to go for a near side cradle, and now he's just going to give an escape, make it 9-1.
Yeah, had that inside single and was able to quickly find the head of Young and kind of stepped into him and was able to bring that together and add on to his takedown with two near fall points. You mentioned 9-1 lead now for Welsh, off to a great start.
Shot attempt in there for Welsh. Good job by Young, to get back and out of bounds. 52 seconds to go in the second. And a tie up goes Welsh, and inside single attempt. Good job. He used that neck and head, just pushed into the body of Young to be able to get that leg tighter in and then force him down to the mat.
Yeah, good. Welsh has been excellent on his feet, finding multiple ways to control this match through takedowns.
Yeah. Strong neck and shoulder area there to be able to get that takedown, and now cross face, and this could be a technical fall if he can keep him down long enough. He's got the leg in right now, cross face in as well, and there are near fall points, but I think he only got three, so 15-1. Welsh out in front. One more swipe would have been it, but instead he'll end the second period up 15-1.
Yeah, not surprisingly, these two wrestlers have not faced each other before, but Braden Welsh having his way, and you mentioned still the whole third period started on their feet. This could end very quickly here for Welsh.
Yeah, Young decided to go neutral in the third. Welsh very close to getting a technical foul and getting to the third and fourth place bout. Trying to get over-unders here and thinking about how he can package it up here as Young. Welsh does a nice job just getting his body down. Now he gets a shot in on the leg. They're near the out-of-bounds line, but he does have that leg, and now trying to drag Young back in as Welsh. Young drops down on an ankle. Welsh is going to try to cradle this up. Not going to get it, but he'll get the takedown and the victory. I don't know how he got a point, but it shows 18-2. We'll go with it. 18-2 at 3 minutes and 36 seconds. Again, I don't know how he got that second point, but
yeah,
hey, whatever. 18-2 technical foul win for Braden Welsh. He's into the third and fourth place match. So we got Jake Conroy, who will be coming up. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe just got his win in front of him. So Conroy is about to get on the mat, as is Colin White as well. So we are going to take a quick timeout, and we'll have both matches for you here in just a moment. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The pediatric care team at the WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is part of the community, offering expertise in nearly every childhood condition. Our specially trained pediatric experts care for your child from infancy to young adulthood. Our clinic is conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79, which means your child can get the right diagnosis and the right treatment close to home. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Colin White of West Green explodes, and just 20 seconds in, he's got a takedown on Wilson, Casey Wilson of Laurel, to go up 3-0. Jake Conroy of Ringgold, also a quick takedown on Doherty of Mannheim Central, to go up 3-0.
Yeah, White will allow an escape to Wilson, and so 3-1 that score. Conroy continuing to work with a tight waist over on mat two as we're under 20 seconds going the first period there.
Yeah, Brody Doherty of Mannheim Central. Conroy riding with that 3-0 lead. Colin White will have a 3-1 lead at the end of one.
Doherty going to start on the bottom to begin the second period against Conroy at 215. Or excuse me, there's just 7 seconds left. The second period has not begun yet. Doherty up to his feet. Conroy quickly back down. And that first period now will come to an end. Conroy leading Doherty 3-0.
White and Wilson did not actually wrestle in the WPL Championships, but they did wrestle in the Burgistown Invitational in the finals, where White won it 4-1. To his feet is Wilson. He'll get out free for one. White's lead now 3-2.
Doherty going to start down now to begin the second period. Conroy with the tight waist with the right arm. Breaks Doherty back down. Chops that left arm.
Tie up in right now for White.
Conroy goes for a cradle from the base position, looking to try to lock it up near side. Has the arm under the leg, has the head, stacks him up. We'll reset now as Doherty trying to insert his arm in his leg to do that, or to mitigate that, as Conroy continues to try to stack him up for near fall points. Nothing yet. Reloads it here a second time. Jake Conroy leading 3-0, turns him over. Not quite yet, though, for near fall points. Is Doherty at least able to maintain his stomach? Jake Conroy looking for near fall points, leading 3-0 still a minute into the second period. Finally gives up on the cradle, and they'll go out of bounds. 1:01 remaining second period.
Not too much change in the White-Wilson bout. Wilson does push White out of bounds, and a stalling call on Colin White, his first. 3-2 lead right now for White as he and Wilson get a fresh start. A shot in right off the whistle, and White drives in, gets a takedown, gets a one swipe on the back, but Wilson able to belly over. But the takedown makes it 6-2 White with 10 seconds to go in the second.
Dougherty, an escape, and then gets Conroy. It looked like he had Conroy taken down, as well as having a foot in bounds. The officials, however, deemed that they were out of bounds and had hit the sidewall before the takedown happened. So Conroy still leads 3-1 now, 45 seconds to go, second period. Conroy still leading 3-1.
Wilson to his feet. White drops down on a leg, works back up the body, and Wilson will not be able to get an escape. 6-2 White after two.
Nice job, Jay Conroy. A takedown with 30 seconds to go. Again, it was very close for him to be trailing 4-3 after a takedown was not given to Dougherty. And instead, Conroy able to get his second takedown of the match. Now leads 6-1, 15 seconds to go, second period.
Colin White of West Green will start the third period on the bottom. He leads 6-2.
Second period will come to a close. Conroy rides out the remainder of the second period. So his 6-1 lead holds going into the third. Conroy will choose down to begin the third here.
Minute and a half to go. Third period. White still on the bottom. He does have that stall call on him. Something to keep in mind as he's just not moving too much here on the bottom. Casey Wilson of Laurel trying to work a half.
Conroy up to his feet. Dougherty turns back into him. Now Dougherty looking towards a half Nelson. Not able to connect on that. Has Conroy broken down onto his stomach. Continues right on top. Dougherty trailing Conroy 6-1.
Colin White was hit with a second stall call. So penalty point awarded to Wilson. And now White to his feet. Drives in. He's close to a reversal and he will get it. So Colin White will make it 8-3.
Conroy trying to work on a nearside cradle, trying to connect the hands there. They'll go out of bounds in his attempt to do that. 1:23 remaining. Jake Conroy still with a 6-1 lead.
Seconds left for Colin White of West Green, riding in leading 8-3. Has Wilson flattened out right now?
Conroy almost able to escape, gets up to his feet, but they'll go out of bounds before he is awarded an escape point. So center, they'll go 6-1 still. Dougherty going to allow Conroy to stand up with the optional start, so that'll award a point to Conroy. 7-1, a minute 15 to go. On their feet, shot in by Dougherty, double. Conroy rolls through. Dougherty going to quickly claim a three-point takedown. 7-4, Conroy leading now just over a minute to go.
Colin White able to turn Wilson late in the final seconds, gets a pair of back points, and White will be your winner 10-3. So Colin White will wrestle for third and fourth here a little later today.
Out of bounds, Conroy and Dougherty go. Again, Dougherty with a takedown. About midway through the third period, has made the score 7-4. Conroy down. Dougherty will, at least it looks like the start, will decide to ride to start. Nope. As I probably could have assumed, allows Conroy to stand up on the optional start again. 8-4, Conroy leads Dougherty, though, with the last takedown. Another quick shot attempt, 45 seconds to go in this one. Set up. Now in on a single. Brings it up, stands it up, treetops it, trying to get to the edge.
Oh, man.
Boy, it sure looked like Dougherty had a takedown there. As there were still body parts inbound, the official, that's the second time, Greg, that Dougherty, I think, had a takedown that was not awarded to him right on the boundary. Quick again, good whizzer there from Conroy trying to defend against the shot. Just 20 seconds to go in this third period. Conroy still leading 8-4 as they near the boundary again. The left leg of Conroy into the body of Dougherty. Dougherty coming up towards the head. Conroy able to straighten back out and square up. Out of bounds they'll go. Just 7 seconds remaining. Conroy leading by 4. 8-4 the score. No stalling warning here. If I'm Conroy, I'm just staying away.
Absolutely.
As best I can from Dougherty.
Especially the way Dougherty's been coming after him on his feet.
Conroy hit with a stalling. That won't matter. That's just a warning. Jake Conroy of Ringgold, your winner, 215 pounds, an 8-4 decision over Brody Dougherty of Manheim Central.
A couple of takedowns that Conroy is able to fight off, and he now advances to the third and fourth place match, where he will have a familiar foe, Roman Thompson, a Pittsburgh Central Catholic, for third and fourth. So that does it for our coverage here of this round. Next round is set to start at 11:30 with the third, fifth, and seventh place matches. That's all.
We got a handful of them.
We certainly do. We certainly do. Yeah, let's tell you really quick where those are before we go ahead and log off. Or not log off, I should say. Just flip over to the FM side for a short while. But we have on the AA side, Drake McClure of Bentworth will be wrestling for 7th and 8th. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry for 3rd and 4th. Colin White of West Green for 3rd and 4th. AAA side, Nick McGarity of Peters Township for 3rd and 4th. Dom Canale of Trinity for 5th and 6th. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan for 3rd and 4th. And Jake Conroy of Ringgold for 3rd and 4th. And on the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry for 7th and 8th. Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan. We will see her later today at 4 o'clock in the finals for 1st and 2nd. Abigail Dolanch of Avella for 5th and 6th. Elena Ashby of Trinity for 3rd and 4th. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township for 3rd and 4th. So a total of 12 wrestlers coming home with a medal, 11 of which will wrestle in this next round at 11:30 to determine what medal they will be coming home with from Hershey. So we'll be back here right around 11:30. Nick McGarity will be the first one out there. So make sure you stick with us. He will be coming out for his matchup for third and fourth, and that'll be right at 11:30. So we'll be back shortly beforehand just to make sure we set the stage and get you ready to go for that upcoming medal round. You've been listening to Washington Green County Wrestling here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.